This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. A violent post-Super Bowl parade weekend sees multiple people injured across the city, including a Mantua husband and wife in critical condition after getting shot. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Police say the shooting happened just before 4:30 Sunday morning on Wallace Street near 38th in Mantua. Authorities say the husband, 37, was shot four times, twice in the right arm and twice in the abdomen. His wife, 42, was hit twice on her left side. Both walked themselves to Penn Presbyterian and were placed in critical condition. Officers got to the scene on Wallace and found multiple shell casings on the ground, and they arrested a 19-year-old they believe was involved. Police have not announced any charges yet, and they are still investigating. Earlier, also in Mantua, just after 8 p.m. on Saturday night, and right around the corner from the later double shooting, police say a 50-year-old man was shot in his left leg on Mount Vernon near 39th Street. He also went to Penn Presbyterian and is in stable condition. Authorities have not made an arrest or recovered any weapon. Also on Sunday morning, just after 5 a.m., a 21-year-old woman was stabbed in the left shoulder inside an apartment building in Northwest Philadelphia. Police say they found her in Ogontz on Conlon Street between Broad Street and Old York Road. She's now at Einstein in stable condition. Authorities also continue to investigate the incident.
Anyone with any information about any of those incidents are asked to contact the police tip line at 215-686-686. Tips. A city council committee last week looked at how Philadelphia can provide more affordable housing for residents who need it most. Advocates recommended more targeted funding to the lowest income households. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Most of Philadelphia's affordable housing resources go to households making 50% or more of the area median income. But urban planner Mindy Watts says a third of Philadelphians make far less, under $30,000 a year, and one in six make $15,000, or the minimum wage. She was among the witnesses urging council to shift funding so that at least half the housing budget goes to the lowest income residents.
This would enable families to make repairs and stay in their homes and allow the city and its housing partners to preserve affordability.
Watts called the affordable housing crisis overwhelming, but Andy Toy of the city's CDC Association says there are simple steps to make progress, such as more funding for the shallow rent subsidy that fills in the gap between what a household can afford, which is supposed to be 30% of their income, and what rent actually costs.
With this straightforward investment, we are able to ensure that our affordable housing is truly affordable and stable.
The idea is likely to be an issue in budget talks this spring. Well, there's only one working farm remaining in Cherry Hill, and town officials are working to preserve it and its surrounding land. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with the mayor there about their plans.
Springdale Farm is a popular local spot to pick up produce and other tasty treats. A plan moving through Cherry Hill Town Council would preserve Springdale and Springhouse Farms, McNaughton's Garden Center, and some adjacent land for a total of 248 acres.
It is very important that we do everything that we can, whether it's by acquisition, by overlay zone or zoning, to ensure that we keep as much green space, exactly that, open and free from development.
Mayor David Fleischer says they're working on the legal framework to ensure the land is properly zoned and eligible for county and state funding.
The feedback from the community really has been tremendous. People recognize that we have fewer and fewer green and open spaces.
There will be a second reading of the plan at the next council meeting March 10th. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.